Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. One of the things that can be really tough to manage is the timing of your income and expenses. You know, even if you've got enough to pay the bills, sometimes it doesn't arrive in your bank account at the appropriate time. Gersh Sheng is going to join us for this conversation with our next guest. Gersh, what do you think? Would it be better or worse for you if you got paid every single day, or if you got paid, you know, once a month and all of your bills were due like the next day? Wouldn't that be the easiest way?
Maybe. In some ways, it would be a lot easier to manage cash flow if I got paid once a month. But I've been stuck in the biweekly loop for years, so I couldn't imagine getting paid every day. We are going to talk about payment frequency. Wendy De La Rosa is an assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School and co-author of a study called The Impact of Payment Frequency on Consumer Spending and Subjective Wealth Perceptions. She joins us now from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to help us to understand what that means. So, Wendy, what was the question you were trying to answer in your research?
Thanks, Gersh, and I'm so happy to be here. So my question really came out of a family chat. I had a cousin of mine who was part of the ride-sharing community, and he was just so excited that he could now get paid every day. And I went back to the office and I started to ruminate, well, how does this change consumer spending or consumer behavior? You know, you could think about it as maybe it's a net good because I don't have to wait until Friday if rent is due on the 31st. If I need the liquidity push, maybe that's helpful. But what we know about psychology is that we're complex human beings. And so I thought that it would also change how we think about our resources. And so that fundamentally, that was the question that we set out to answer.
What is the current state for most people? Are most people paid monthly? Are they paid biweekly? Gig economy workers may be paid by their ride after they finish the drive. The amount shows up in their bank account. Give us the context here.
Yeah, so according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 8% of us get paid on a monthly basis. Right? Mostly everybody else is on a biweekly, semi-monthly, or weekly. And a lot of that is coded into law based out of the labor movement. And so, you know, you had employers who would last years before they paid you. And so a lot of low-income work is codified that says you have to pay people at least once every 15 days or at least once every 30 days. However, in the past couple of years, we've seen this move towards daily pay. And so Walmart workers can now get paid every day. Even McDonald's workers in certain franchises can now get paid every day. It's this sort of growing movement because, again, the thesis is maybe this will help people's financial well-being. Right. And, you know, our research suggests that it may not.
And it being more frequent, what are some of the benefits? And sorry, not more frequent, it being more a general practice today, what are the benefits for the worker of getting paid more frequently?
You know, so the benefits that are being purported out there is to say, look, like maybe it's going to help people manage their cash flow better because, you know, they don't have to wait 2 weeks in order to get their money. But again, that sort of treats humans as robots, that all I'm doing is waiting for income to come in. And, you know, I never have wants and desires and needs, right? And our spending is fixed when we know that our spending is not fixed, right? My likelihood of eating out or my likelihood of ordering takeout is by and large emotional. It's whether or not I'm tired today or whether or not I feel like cooking. And so we have a lot of these non-necessary expenditures that are not fixed, and they're all based on our perceptions of how much money we think we have.
The biggest pitfall that I can see would be the requirement that a human has to save and budget for big expenses, because your rent's coming out once a month, your mortgage is coming out once a month, your cell phone bill is coming out once a month. Surely that's a big challenge for people who would get paid more frequently.
So Bruce, I think you're spot on. So here's what we found. First, we looked at the banking transactions of about 30,000 consumers just to see like what's happening in the real world. Is there even an association with higher payment frequency, meaning you, if you get paid more frequently, what happens to your spending? And what we found systematically, even after we control for your income, time of year, et cetera, the more frequently you get paid, the more number of expenditures, the higher number of expenditures you end up making. So you make more purchases throughout the month. And then as a result, you end up spending more. And you end up spending more mostly on discretionary expenditures. The effects are larger for lower income communities and higher income consumers. And what's really interesting about this is that when you look at that correlation, that association, if you take someone who is getting paid once a month and you put them in the context where they're now getting paid every weekday, our model suggests that someone would spend an extra $250 or more, which is more than double than what we spend annually on books, newspapers, and magazines combined. Right? So these are real dollars that are leaving people. And we also found a positive association with higher bank fees and overdrafts.
So Wendy, why do you think that more frequent paychecks have the opposite effect on savings than they do in helping people to keep up with their bill payments? And, you know, the idea of increasing the frequency is to help people to keep up. So why does it have the opposite effect?
Yeah, so that's why we went to the lab and made it and systematically manipulated how often people got paid through a series of life simulations. And what we found there is that when you get paid more frequently, you have less uncertainty, you feel less uncertainty over whether or not you can make it through the month. Because you're like, I'm gonna get paid tomorrow. So there's less uncertainty. And that lower uncertainty increases the perception of how much money you think you have. We all know people who are millionaires who feel like they're extremely financially constrained. And we all know people who are extremely financially constrained who feel like they're affluent, right? And so one of the things that we know from prior literature is that our subjective wealth perceptions are oftentimes more predictive of our spending patterns than our objective wealth, right? And we find that even controlling for objective wealth, these subjective wealth perceptions are what drive spending. So
there has been a tremendous amount of research in behavioral economics, right? Thaler and the gang have been working on this for decades. What about this research adds to that conversation or maybe even contradicts what we knew to date about how people behave when it comes to money?
So here's what we add. A lot of standard economic models rely on this really boring theory called the permanent income hypothesis, which says, I know, right? Which just says people make decisions about their spending based on their lifetime earnings estimate. And it doesn't really matter, absent liquidity constraints, it doesn't really matter how often they get money, when they get it, timing concerns are irrelevant. And so this research really speaks to that body of work that says, no, wait a minute. No, people aren't standing in line at Starbucks saying, you know what, my lifetime earnings estimate increased by $2, therefore I can spend, you know, I can upgrade on my latte. That's not how people operate in the world. And so that Thaler gang that says we need to treat humans not as superhumans, but as the beautiful, fallible, imperfect humans that we are.
Yeah. And I'm in that Starbucks line wondering which donut I'm going to jam in my face and then lie to Noom about it because it didn't happen. Gersh, one more question and then we'll have to wrap up.
Well, you are doing a follow-up study. What's it all about?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple of things that are really concerning to us. So a lot of these like InstaPay programs charge a fee for people to access their money instantly. And so if you look at someone who's earning $15 a day, the APR on that, if you calculate that, if someone decides to cash out every day, is worse than a payday loan, right? That's not the world that we want to live in. That's not what we want to do. And so I think there's like a lot of follow-up studies that need to happen to look at the long-term financial implications of these types of payments and how they fundamentally change people's savings over the long run.
Fascinating stuff. Wendy, thank you for your time today.
Always a pleasure.
Wendy De La Rosa is co-author of a study on the impact of payment frequency. She is an assistant professor at UPenn's Wharton School.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.